This is episode number 2383 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 10th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Elizabeth Banks directed Cocaine Bear, which comes out at the end of the month.
Yeah, that movie looks interesting.
Because it's based on a true story.
Based on a true story that happened a long time ago.
But the bear died.
Well,
why would I want to watch it then?
Because apparently it's hilarious. Or not hilarious. Or like the bear kills a bunch of people. I mean, so the bear kind of gets his due. He got into a bunch of cocaine and it warped him.
Yeah, but how long did that high last? I mean, I don't know.
You got to see the movie. You won't go see the movie.
So it comes out at the end of the month.
Sorry.
She joked that she'd be open and doing Cocaine Shark movie.
Now, I would like to see that. Cocaine Shark? There you go. That beats Sharknado all day long. Oh, my God.
In case you missed it. that could be like Sharknado 17.
That's right.
Cocaine Sharknado.
Yeah.
Cocknado.
Cocknado.
In case you missed it, the New Zealand Navy seized 3 tons of cocaine that were floating on the Pacific Ocean, which caused Cocaine Shark to trend on Twitter.
Cocaine
that
shark.
Just happened.
See, this is the problem in a cocaine world. It's like here, like the bear gets the cocaine that was pushed out of an airplane on accident.
Yeah.
It's smuggled, the poor bear. And then everybody complains about shooting down the balloon over the ocean. I mean, look what we're doing to the environment. You know, cocaine. I mean, yeah, sharks on cocaine does not sound like that's going to end pretty.
All I know is whoever packed the cocaine that was floating on the ocean. Good job packing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to do that. You know, I mean, these are guys that they pack cocaine for, you know, sticking in body cavities.
And, that's true. You know, I don't think they were planning on being floating on the ocean. But, you know, still a shark could have thought, hey, is that edible? And they still could have chomped into it. And how do they know that one
sharks
didn't?
Sharks don't know.
How do they know
that
a shark did not chomp into a pack of cocaine?
Please,
I mean, there could be havoc being wreaked underneath the ocean floor.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Underneath the waters. We don't know what's
going
on down there.
Of course, and then they get strung out. It's like, I need more. I need another hit.
Yeah. And then it begins.
It begins. And they just go down this.
Then they become seekers.
Seekers.
Showing up in emergency rooms.
Oh, my God. Trying to get cocaine
on their little
ER?
Shark fins, you know.
Oh, my God. Land shark.
Exactly.
God.
Land shark.
We're not taking this seriously. This was Elizabeth Banks, right? Today's her birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, sure. Yeah. Even AMC Theaters got in on it and posted a poll asking users to vote between Cocaine Bear and Cocaine Shark.
And which one won?
Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
75%
of
the vote.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, Jane Fonda still got it at 85 years old.
She's 85?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would have never thought.
No. Well,
wow. Yeah.
It's hard to tell, you know, work
and
stuff.
I think Lily Tomlin is older than her.
I think so.
85. You know, that's the new 60.
That's true.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe
I'll let
not.
You know when I get there.
I'll God let you know when I see 80 for Brady. Oh, that's right. They're all supposed to be over 80. Okay.
So at 85 years old, she's moving full steam ahead with her fire drill Fridays. And see, recently, over the last couple of months, she thought she was going to die.
Oh, that's right. She had the cancers.
Yep. Yeah. So and after being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in September, recently announced her cancer is in remission.
That's awesome. Good for her.
I didn't know that working out was important to do till I was in my 30s. And then, you know.
She had the whole video
thing. Yeah.
Remember?
The whole workout, like leg warmers and, tights.
Jane Fonda was all the...
She started the craze.
You know, I mean, when you have an exercise video on VHS and it's always sold out at the Blockbuster, I mean, you must be doing something right.
Anyways, she said, it wasn't until my late 30s or early 40s that I started to actually become active. In life before I was active, it wasn't nearly as good as when I started to move.
See? Now there's hope for all of us.
There is. I mean, I'm not in my...
Start moving.
I wish I started moving. Well, no, I actually moved more in my 30s, but you got to stay strong, she said. You have to be able to, you know, make love.
At 85, good on her.
She says, oh, I don't remember much about that.
Oh, okay. All right. See.
But I do remember that you need flexibility.
Flexibility. Got to be able to bend like a pretzel, Jane. Remember that.
So Jane has a 3-year-old grandson. She explains you also need to be able to bend at the knees to pick him up.
See, Bendy. Can you imagine being 85 and having a 3-year-old grandson?
Heck no.
No, she should have great grandkids now, yeah. Right? At 85? Yeah. Don't you think?
You would think so.
I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Who's she married to? She was married to Ted Turner. That
was,
didn't last.
Yes.
She was married to.
They were married for a while.
They were married for a while.
Did they have kids? No. No, she was
older.
Oh,
no, I don't think so.
No, they were both older, I think.
I don't even know that she's had kids. But she's got a grandkid. But
well,
it
could be from her. Could be from her husband.
Yeah, right. That's true, too.
But she's not married.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm glad to hear that she's in remission.
Well, yeah.
That's good. Because, yeah, good for her. And, yeah, she's in 80 for Brady. A little plug there. Whatever.
You know, it's not getting bad reviews.
Oh, no. I think it's probably going to do just fine.
People say it's cute.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's the premise is there, and the acting is probably superb.
The acting is, you know what? I would see it just because it's a stellar cast of the ladies.
All four of them are amazing. And then, you know what? Tom Brady's in it, too. So what's not to
love? Well, whatever. But you know what? I would probably go see it just for Sally Field.
No, Sally Field's great. Lily Tomlin's great. Rita Moreno's great.
And I think it's they made a move. They got work. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I say good on them.
Good on them. With our apologies to Rob Gronkowski, because I don't think he's in the movie. Maybe
he is.
Okay.
She goes, "You're so big." And he says, "Thank you."
And Halle Berry, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.